you. So, first things first, can you run us through the basics of what happened with the research?
All right. So the problem that we have been trying to solve with our research is, as you said, the issue of antibiotic resistance. So I guess many of you would have heard of the term superbugs, which are basically bacteria that have evolved and become resistant to antibiotics. So recently, what we have discovered is a new class of antimicrobial agents that are effective at killing these superbugs. And these antimicrobial agents that we have discovered, they can be made in the lab. And they are very unique. They come in the form of tiny star-shaped molecules that are made from short protein chains. And what's exciting is that we found that these star protein molecules are very effective in wiping out bacteria infections caused by superbugs in mice while remaining relatively non-toxic to the body.
Right. And are these protein molecules at all similar to biotics, or are they something different altogether?
They are very different. I would say they are completely different compounds. So, firstly, in terms of size, the molecules that we have made are very much larger than the antibiotics that you would find in the market. And also, what we found was that the molecules that we discovered are actually work quite differently to antibiotics. So, while antibiotics are very specific in terms of how it actually targets and kills bacteria, what we noticed with our compounds is that they actually have multiple ways of killing a bacteria. And one of the ways is that it actually gets stuck on the surface of a bacteria cell, and then it actually causes a drastic ripping apart of the bacteria wall. And so that basically makes it really hard for the bacteria to resist treatment.
Okay, well, that's all sounds very exciting, I suppose.
Yes.
Bacteria being ripped to pieces. Could you do you know what this could mean for the future of superbugs? Is there potential to get rid of them?
So currently, we're seeing quite promising results from the initial test that we have conducted. So we have managed to actually test these molecules against quite a number of strains of superbugs. But what we are hoping to do is to basically see or evaluate if these molecules will be effective against a wider range of bacteria. And if that is the case, then they have quite a huge potential to be eventually developed into a potential antibiotic replacement.
Okay. Well, what's the next step for the research then?
So I guess a very important part is to actually carry out a thorough investigation on whether these compounds that we have developed have any toxic side effects on the body. So our studies have shown that they might not be that. So they actually have quite low toxicity towards quite a few types of human or animal cells, but definitely more work is needed in this area to actually, prove low toxicity.
Is there any sort of timeline that you would estimate for how long it might be before something like this could ever become commercially available?
That's actually quite a tough question to answer. But it also depends on the resources that we can get. Obviously, research in such areas requires a lot of funding and collaborators and stuff like that. So if all stars align, then maybe you could be looking at maybe 5 to 10 years. But well, it's quite a long process, and we're just still at the start. But definitely, this is something that we are aiming to achieve.
Oh, well, that's fantastic news. Shu, thanks very much for joining me to explain a little bit about this new breakthrough.
No worries.
Cheers.